Today is Friday, June 5th, 2026. This is your FinTech briefing for Macro Observer. In the next 8 minutes, we'll examine three converging structural forces: a global liquidity cycle that has peaked and is now contracting, AI capital expenditure dynamics that are drawing direct comparisons to the March 2000 NASDAQ peak, and a parallel settlement infrastructure build-out by BRICS-aligned economies that processed $17 trillion in 2023 alone. Let's start with the most consequential shift in the financial plumbing right now. Michael Howell of GL Indexes has confirmed that global liquidity momentum has turned negative. This isn't a Fed story. It's structural. And the mechanism is counterintuitive enough that it demands careful attention. The world's largest AI hyperscalers are drawing directly from corporate treasury reserves that previously resided in financial markets. Microsoft guided $80 billion in capital expenditure for fiscal 2025. Google guided $75 billion, Meta $60 to $65 billion, Amazon north of $100 billion. That capital isn't being conjured from thin air, it's being pulled out of the financial system in real time. The broader fintech pattern here is that tightening financial conditions are arriving without a single Fed rate hike. For fintech valuations, private credit availability, and multi-year banking infrastructure commitments, the cost of capital is rising regardless of what the Federal Open Market Committee decides to do next. Howell also notes the Fed has missed its 2% inflation target for 62 or more consecutive months, and that the 10-year TIPS break-even at approximately 2.6% is, in his assessment, inconsistent with observable inflationary data. His structural projection: if nominal GDP is sustaining at 7 to 8% annualized, long-term Treasury yields carry 200 to 300 basis points of upside from current levels over a multi-year horizon. For bank Treasury teams managing interest rate risk in the banking book, that is not a tail scenario. It is a central case that warrants immediate stress testing. Looking at the regulatory landscape through the lens of capital markets, the New Harbor Financial Investment Committee's data is striking. U.S. data center construction spending reached a $50 billion annualized run rate in April 2025, growing 28% year over year. For the first time in recorded history, that figure surpassed federal transportation infrastructure expenditure, which clocked in at $49.9 billion annualized. Let that land for a moment. The United States is now investing more in AI compute infrastructure than it is in roads, bridges, and airports. The committee draws an explicit parallel to the information technology spending trajectory into the March 2000 NASDAQ peak. The S&P 500 sits at approximately 7,600, with year-to-date gains concentrated almost exclusively in semiconductors and energy. The semiconductors ETF approximately doubled from the 250 to 300 range to over 600 in under 60 days. Meanwhile, the financials ETF was approximately flat at 50 year-to-date. That divergence, tech surging, financials flat, is historically a leading indicator of market breadth failure. The mathematical support for index levels deteriorates when financial sector equities fail to confirm what technology is doing. For fintech investors and banking CTOs who have committed capital to AI-dependent infrastructure, the committee's identification of both a valuation bubble and an earnings bubble in AI sector equities is an immediate stress testing mandate for vendor contracts and infrastructure roadmaps. The IPO pipeline amplifies this concern. SpaceX is targeting a NASDAQ listing at approximately $2 trillion in market capitalization. Anthropic has filed a confidential SEC S-1 at an estimated $965 billion to $1 trillion valuation. The median IPO returns the committee cites negative 10% at 1 year and negative 40% at 3 years post-IPO, combined with December 2026 and April 2027 lockup expirations on over $200 billion in newly liquid insider stock, create a specific risk window for fintech firms contemplating their own listings in the 2026 to 2027 window. The third structural force is the one Western financial institutions are most systematically underestimating: the rewiring of global settlement infrastructure. SIPS, China's cross-border interbank payment system, processed 123.9 trillion yuan, equivalent to $17 trillion in 2023. That is a 74% year-over-year increase. The system now serves over 1,400 direct and indirect participants across more than 100 countries, growing at 35 to 40% annually in participant count. Building on that, the Enbridge multi-CBDC platform completed its minimum viable product phase in 2024, with Saudi Arabia as a full participant. creating precisely the mechanism for oil-free yuan settlement with direct central bank digital currency finality. The revenue implications for Western banks are concrete. BCG estimates global correspondent banking fee revenue at $30 to $50 billion annually, with U.S. institutions capturing approximately 40% of that. A 20 to 30% migration of intra-BRICS trade to alternative rails over 5 to 7 years would represent $3 to $6 billion in annual revenue at risk, and that is a conservative scenario given current trajectory. What makes this more urgent? No Western regulatory body currently mandates disclosure of SIPS exposure or M-Bridge participation risk by correspondent banks. 13 European banks, including Deutsche Bank, HSBC, and Standard Chartered, are already SIPS indirect participants. OFAC has not issued formal guidance on SIPS participation permissibility. For any Western bank evaluating CIP's connectivity, that is a known compliance gap requiring external counsel engagement estimated at $50,000 to $150,000 for a legal opinion before any implementation decision. On the consumer credit side, the macro picture carries a specific warning for fintech lenders. Federal Reserve data cited by Mark Faber shows U.S. consumer credit card revolving balances at $1.3 trillion. Up 25% from the pre-pandemic level of $1.04 trillion. Charge-off rates at Synchrony are at 3.9%, Capital One at 4.1%, Discover at 3.8%, and subprime tranches are trending toward 2009 levels. For fintech lenders with consumer exposure, particularly those concentrated in lower-income demographics, the underwriting review is not a future agenda item. It is overdue. And there is an inflationary pressure building in agricultural markets that feeds directly into that consumer stress picture. Professor Bruce Sherrick of the University of Illinois TIAA Center for Farmland Research identifies a compound fertilizer supply shock. Strait of Hormuz partial closure affecting approximately 33% of seaborne fertilizer trade, residual Black Sea disruption, and U.S. tariff friction with Canada and Mexico, all converging without the commodity price offset that made the 2022 Black Sea disruption manageable. Brazil imports approximately 95% of its nitrogen. Brazil also produces approximately 38% of global soybeans. A 5 to 10% yield reduction from input rationing in the October through December 2025 Southern Hemisphere planting window would represent the largest single-country agricultural supply shock since the 2012 U.S. drought. For banks with agricultural trade finance portfolios and for fintech lenders in food import-dependent geographies, this is a risk committee escalation, not a monitoring item. Against all of that pressure, the structural opportunity that remains most inadequately priced is ownership of settlement infrastructure for machine-to-machine economic activity. Stablecoin settlement volume reached $27.6 trillion in 2024, already exceeding PayPal's annual total payment volume. The Genius Act passed the Senate in May 2025, establishing the first federal framework enabling bank-issued payment stablecoins. That creates an 18 to 24-month competitive window before market consolidation. The operational economics make the case plainly. USDC on base processes at $0.001 per transaction with under 2-second finality on a 24/7/365 basis. Compare that to ACH at 20 to 50 cents with 1 to 3-day settlement or wire transfers at $25 to $50. As AI agents become primary transactors, algorithmic trading already represents approximately 70% of U.S. equity volume by share per SEC 2024 data, and B2B e-procurement platforms are processing over $500 billion in automated payment flows. The institutions that establish agent-compatible payment infrastructure now will occupy a position analogous to early FedNow participation before network effect thresholds are reached and the window closes. FinTech thesis update for today. The confluence of peak global liquidity, AI capital expenditure concentration risk, and accelerating BRICS settlement infrastructure bifurcation has materially compressed the margin for error across three dimensions simultaneously: funding conditions, technology infrastructure bets, and correspondent banking revenue durability. The institutions that will emerge from this period advantaged are those stress testing their AI vendor dependencies, engaging external counsel on SIPS compliance gaps before they become enforcement gaps, and treating the Genius Act stablecoin window as the franchise opportunity. It is not a compliance exercise to be managed later. Thank you for spending this time with us. That is your FinTech briefing for Macro Observer, watching the rails. Until tomorrow. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.